What's up, party people? It's your girl, Yvette, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. My voice is a little raspy today, but that's okay. That is quite okay. So I have been waiting to kind of find out some more information before, you know, I came out here and gave y'all a little story. Okay. But anyway, so I've been on this little journey with these health issues, but I have been believing that I am going to be healed. So I don't know if I told you because I can't remember, but my knees are like bone on bone and I'm going to need a knee replacement, but I'm trying to do everything possible before I get this knee replacement. So basically, you know, I'm trying to work out, get my thighs stronger, lose weight to get any extra weight off of my knees, which, you know, is going pretty good. Sometimes, yeah, they still hurt and they still want to give out. But that's okay because we getting it together. All right. Anyway, so a few months ago, my doctor told me that, and this is my primary care doctor, he told me that I had chronic kidney disease, right? He's like, you're in stage 2 chronic kidney disease and you have tachycardia. Well, I knew I had a rapid heartbeat because my heart doctor told me so. And we're watching that, and that's okay because I think for the most part, it's good. You know, I feel like if there was a problem with the rapid heartbeat, that my heart doctor would have done something immediately. But anyways, my primary care doctor wants to put me on this medication to slow down my heart rate, rather. And I'm just like, how do you know that that's what I need? Blah, 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 blah. If my heart doctor didn't want to do it, then why are you trying to do it, right? But he told me I had stage 2 chronic kidney disease and all of this, that, and the other. Said maybe your blood pressure medicine is drying you out. So let's lower your blood pressure pill and give you this other medicine for your blood pressure. And we're going to go from there. So I'm like, okay. And then, you know, he's like, I want you to do like some blood tests in like a month or so. So I did that and it came back that now I'm in stage 3 chronic kidney disease, right? And I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, I never really had any problems with my kidney. So how is this possible, right? But anyway, being diabetic, those things are very possible. And so I've had low potassium for a while and been taking potassium pills since sometime in October, maybe middle October of last year. And I'm just saying to myself, okay, why is my potassium not moving? Like, it's still lower than the lowest number for potassium, where your numbers should be. So I'm wondering to myself, why is this not moving? What's going on? So anyway, I call the doctor and I'm like, hey, do we need to do something else? Because I'm noticing that my potassium is not raising. It's not even getting above the lowest number of the where your potassium level should be. His medical assistant calls me back. She's like, oh, no, no, don't worry about that. It's all fine. It's good. Your numbers always are always low. They've been low for the last, you know, X amount of months. You haven't been like 4.1 in over 8 months. So I'm like, can you make this make sense to me? Because I still feel like there's something wrong if I'm taking potassium pills and it's not moving. You feel me? Not moving, not going nowhere, nothing. It still's crazy low. Oh, no, no, you're fine. You're fine, is what she's saying. I'm thinking this don't make sense at all. So then we get to talking about my creatinine levels being elevated. And they're like, oh, don't worry about it. You're fine. You know, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I go to my diabetic doctor because they did ask me at one point, well, what did she say? Should you go see a nephrologist? I was like, I don't know. I don't see her until, you know, next week. So I saw my doctor yesterday. Yeah, yesterday, which was Friday, March 17th. And, you know, she was like, why did your doctor tell you that you had chronic kidney disease? I was like, well, I don't know. That's just what he said. And she was just like, did they even do any research to determine whether you really had chronic kidney disease or, you know, was it the medication or anything like that? And I said, no. She was like, well, they should have never told you that. She said, but I am concerned because your creatinine levels are a little elevated and, you know, that's something to think about. And your potassium has been low. She said, it's like a consistent thing. So we need to figure this out. What's pulling on that and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking to myself, see, that's why I love my diabetic doctor. She is amazing. Anyway, we go through all of this. She sent me to do some more blood work. And she said, I want you to get this done today because this will let me know if I need to do more tests. She did also tell me she didn't think I had chronic kidney disease, and but she still wanted me to get into the nephrologist sooner rather than later. All that to say, I felt so much better walking out of her office because I was so concerned, so worried that I had chronic kidney disease. What is my life going to look like? What is my life going to now look like? You know what I'm saying? How do I move forward? You know, it was just a lot. It was so much. There were some hard days trying to determine what lifestyle changes I need to make because, you know, just trying to eat healthy, that was a hard lifestyle change because, you know, when you don't normally typically eat healthy all the time, then, you know, life hits you and they're like, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. You need to get your numbers down. And I wanted to do everything that I could possibly do so that when I saw my doctor in March, that I would be off of insulin. Praise God. Your girl is off of insulin and I'm off of metformin too. What? 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 Yes. She was so excited. My diabetic doctor, my A1C is 5.8. I am doing a doggone thing. So my goal was to come off of insulin. Yes, I do take a weekly injection so that, you know, I can keep my A1C together and my numbers good. I'm grateful right now. I'm just so grateful. And we'll see what the nephrologists say about these kidneys, you know, what's going on with that. But she did give me some hope because, like I said, I was very sick. And when I have stress, that definitely plays a part in my breathing and my vocal cord dysfunction and all of that kind of stuff. But she gave me a little bit of relief yesterday, and I feel like I am on the right track. I am making progress with my diabetes and getting all of that under control. I literally, 3 years later, finally feel like I'm beating it and it's not beating me. But it has taken a long time. You know, you have to get that mindset. Mindset is everything. And when I say everything, everything. Mindset is everything. I was determined to get off of insulin because it totally hurts sticking myself in the stomach every single day, like 3 and 4 times a day, and then again at night so that I don't spike. You know, it's crazy. And when I do have spikes, now I'm still in the range where it's okay. So I'm so grateful. And a lot of that had to do with me just buckling down, really staying away from some of that gluten because I do have a gluten sensitivity. And I was eating like whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I just started really eating healthy, really eating clean. It's been a long journey. It's hard. No, I'm not like eating clean every single day. But for the most part, I am. I may have one day that I don't eat clean, you know, eat something fried or eat something fast food. You know, maybe one day out of the week sometimes, or maybe it's just once or twice a month. So with doing that and a little bit of exercise that I have done, I've lost 16 pounds since November. Since November, I've lost 16 pounds. I still have a ways to go, so that the medication that I still take, my once weekly injection, can just be maintenance. And that's my next goal. I'm hoping that I can achieve that by November by continuing to do what I'm doing right now. Needless to say, I just came out here just to give you a little update on what's been stressing me out, and it's this health, you know what I'm saying? But I still have total faith that God is going to heal me and restore my body. But like I said, I got to do my part too. Faith without work is dead. So I definitely got to do my part too. And I am doing my part. Yeah, so anyway, I'll let you guys know what the nephrologists say. I may not come out here like super fast and be like, this is what's going on, because, you know, I got to process stuff and I got to get my mind right to understanding and believing what's going on and knowing that this is the truth and how I need to move from there. Anyway, that's what I got for you. Yeah, but I'm keeping hope alive. That's your girl. It's cold outside today. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay warm. And as always, activate your faith.